Happy Friday, everybody. Sherm here, the Crazy Asian. Hope you're having a fantastic now the moment that you listen to this. Talking about sales and marketing today, and most importantly, about having a theme, having a strategy to what you're doing, not just getting out there, doing whatever, meeting people, or, you know, just kissing babies, shaking hands. There's a specific reason that you're out there, whether that's face-to-face or online. Digital connections. Let's jump into that, but let's first hear a word from our sponsor. All right, so this comes from the conversation I recently had with my recruiting director about being able to hold ourselves out there differently. So we wanted a slightly different candidate, a little bit more professional, and we identified some specific characteristics that we want in this individual, and also then we wanted to see what would they be attracted to. So, and also where would we find this individual? So when it came to this conversation, we wanted to get a little bit more in depth on what we can be doing and being more specific about that marketing strategy. So one of the first things that we do is we look at what we're doing face to face. So one of the sourcing areas is that we'll go to career fairs. Now, from a strategy perspective, those career fairs will be anywhere between, 25 to 300 different employers all trying to get the attention of the college grad. Now, the upcoming college grad. Now, we do have an internship, which allows us to set ourselves apart a little bit from our competitors and from other people. So right now, unemployment rate is extremely low. It's around 3.9%. For a healthy economy, around 4.2 is a good, healthy unemployment rate. So as we are thinking about this from the perspective of we are not only fighting with competitors to get these people with talent, but we're fighting other people. And so it definitely is a place where everybody else is. At the same time, we want to make sure that people know who we are from a perspective of, hey, let's say they leave college and after 2 years, 5 years, they don't like where they're at. We want them to at least have name recognition with us. So we differentiate ourselves. I mean, we have music going. We're in front of the desk or the table, and we're shaking hands. We're right in that walkway. We aren't hiding behind that tablecloth and table and chairs waiting for people to come to us. We're not sitting behind our phones or a laptop, which I see so many others are doing when they go to these career fairs or job fairs. So the next conversation that we have a look at is I do a lot of networking, and so we're getting very specific on that when I'm going, I'm passing out a brochure that says this is what we're looking for. That's my elevator speech. I'm building a team, and that's the focus. That's the conversation is about that we're looking for talent. We want to coach and develop others. And so when we look at our face-to-face, belong to the Houston West Chamber of Commerce, we're going to these college campuses. The other one we want to add to that evolution then is the alumni associations for those students and those alumni associations that are strong. What's a way that we can get in front of them? Do they have, a quarterly gathering? Maybe it's kind of a happy hour social event, and it's an opportunity for us to be able to get in front of these people that are college grads that are affiliated with an organization that will come back, and they can be we can get to know them and see as life changes. Because what we want is we want to find people that are not necessarily actively searching, we want them passively searching. And so there are people that may be, happy and successful, but might be wanting more, and that there's this thread of discontent, and we want to be able to tug on that thread of discontent and see how we can add more value to them in their pursuits of their career and their aspirations when it comes to their life and job, particularly because ours is not one of those for the faint of heart. And then we've looked at our social media strategies, our digital, and so we're both very strong. We put out a lot of content, and we know that algorithmically it's going to suppress a lot of what we're putting out there. So we want to have themes. So we ended up deciding let's do it kind of a hashtag strategy style, and then look at the monthly, if there's any particular themes that can occur within the month. So the first thing that we came up with hashtag Our Company Monday. And then number two was Technique Tuesday, where we talk about coaching and developing new people into the organization. So we might be able to showcase to those that are out there that we do have this training model. We're not flying by the seat of our pants. The next one is Wednesday is We Want You Wednesday, where we actually talk about coming in, having an interview, what the process is that we are looking for people. Thursday is Thoughtful Thursday, where we talk about the products and services that we offer and the benefit that it offers to the client. And then Friday is Fun Friday, so that way we can showcase company culture, who we are, our team, and we can show people in our posts. And so we mix it up from quotes to pictures of us humans, personalized, and then there is some stock stuff that's going to come through. And then finally, where we talked to the corporate office, we want to see if we can get video. So we'll create the video, we'll push it over, see what we can get approved, because it's just going to catch the eye for people. And that's really the idea here, is that those in our network will recognize us. And number two, we can then have a strategy of reaching out to people that we're connected with to see if they're open to a conversation with us and having and attracting that passive candidate. As we look at the different pillars then of social media, as we look at the different sales and marketing strategies that we're doing, we're definitely identifying that we're getting people that want to be. As we think about our sales and marketing strategies, we want to make sure that it's in multiple prongs, right? So that way it's digital, it's face-to-face, looking at joining some organizations like the Society of Human Resource Managers, where we can rub shoulders with other HR professionals and at the same time be able to market ourselves there. We're looking at niche groups like maybe the African-American Chamber of Commerce, maybe the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and find ourselves those kind of individuals. Also, as we look at the different characteristics, there has to be a specific area source that they're most commonly found. Like think about Southwest back in the 70s. They wanted these rah-rah people, the flight attendants, and they put on these weird outfits, and they found that the best person for that was a cheerleader. And so they stopped recruiting anywhere else except high schools and college campuses looking for cheerleaders. And I want to be able to identify what that is for us. Some people in our industry have found that college recruiting is the way to go. But for us, I don't think we've had success with the young, because their market's not strong enough, and we don't have a deep enough, at least in my organization, and another organization they might, where they have a deep enough network where we can create teaming as a way to bring people on. The other one is looking at marketing, bringing in more more talent. When it comes to sales and marketing strategies, what are you doing? Sherm's out.